Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today, I want to speak to you about a subject very, very dear to my heart. It is the subject of the preciousness of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:7 says, "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." Did you hear that? To those of us who believe, he is precious. Of course, the Father thinks he's precious. That's not in question. We read in verse 4 of the same chapter, "To whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious." And again in verse 6, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Some things, only some of the things which made him precious in the sight of God, and they were the things concerning his purity, his love, and his conformity to the entire perfect will of God. And this preciousness, this knowledge of his preciousness, is communicated to those who believe. We know instinctively that the Lord is precious. Notice what the verse said. 1 Peter 2:7, it said, "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." It doesn't say, "Now, fellas, if you believe, you've got to make him precious. Oh, if you believe, try to work it up in your heart that he's precious. Exercise yourself to find the preciousness of the Lord." No, we know instinctively there's something precious and wonderful about the Lord Jesus. That's why Christians don't take his name in vain. Well, apart from that, they would be blaspheming. Hey, are you a blasphemer? You swear by Jesus' name, hit your finger in, you take his name in vain as a dirty, vile oath? No. Don't tell me you've got a part and an interest in this salvation. "Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious." And this is one of the reasons I think that so many folks today that are representing themselves as authentic Christians, or churches that say they are authentic Christian churches, are missing the mark, because the believer is the center of everything, not Jesus. He is not precious. If he was precious, he would be head and shoulders above everyone. He would be the preeminent one. He would be the center stage in our churches. So let me ask you, is Jesus precious to you today? Is he precious? But if you believe, if you have trusted in him, the one who died on the cross for you, he is precious. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.